Hello and welcome to this week's message from Valley Church. Catch up on recent messages and find out what's happening in the life of church by heading to valleychurch.eu or follow us on social media. Enjoy the message.
Hi everybody, welcome to the message. If this is your first time, a very, very warm welcome.
It is so good to be with you today. We've been enjoying the Help series, as you saw from the trailer. And we're just really looking forward to sharing a little bit more around what it means to have God as our help.
It is. It's so important for all of us to know that, you know, nothing is certain in life, but God is always certain. We can really build our life on Him. We can stand firm on the rock, as Jesus says in one of His stories, and His name is Jesus. So it's great to have you with us. But this week's been rubbish, right?
Yeah. You know, like we came out of a lockdown, didn't we? And we've kind of gone through these things with the tears and people haven't really understood what they're supposed to be doing. And every day it's kind of felt like the government has been saying a little bit more. And, you know, we're no different to you guys. And, you know, we've this week felt like, oh, really, again? And, you know, had to work out what that means for our family, you know, seeing parents. And, I went to spend some time with my parents today. And it was hard leaving and, you know, just kind of thinking, oh, what do the next few weeks hold? But, yeah, we're all in that place, which is great to speak into it with the Help series, isn't it?
So today we really want to speak into that, to where we all are in this new season, hopefully just for a few weeks. And we want to be able to say, look, everybody can do something.
Absolutely. You know, when life is a struggle, everyone has the capability and capacity to be able to bring some hope to the world around us. You know, whether you know God or you don't know God, there's always some kind of gifting on our life. There's always something that we can all offer to make a difference wherever we are.
That's so true. But if you know Jesus, there's something special that we can bring because God's Spirit lives in us. He lives in you. He lives in me. And He gifts us and He empowers us supernaturally to, well, the Bible talks about us being a light in darkness. And we want to begin by reading a passage from Matthew chapter 5. So Matthew 5 verse 14 says this, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way," this is what Jesus says, "in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." And we just want to say that each one of us who knows Jesus can bring a light into every situation, into every room that we walk into. And the reason being is we can make a difference. And also we can bring the kingdom of God. We can help people discover that God loves them, God is real, and they can build their lives on Him. And as we've kind of already said, you know, you might be watching this and you don't know Jesus, you don't know God yet. But we just want to say at the very outset that, you know, if you don't know God, why don't you today or whenever you're watching this, just say, God, if you're there, I want to get to know you. And you'll be amazed. God longs to get to know people as we turn and begin to follow Him with all our lives. Well, we have a plan for the next few minutes. And we want to try to answer two questions for you. The first question is how do we shine brightly? How do we as Christians shine brightly? How do we make sure that our light that's shining to the world actually penetrates the darkness the best? And then the second question is this, how can we be effective? Now, the plan is, isn't it, dear?
Yes, darling.
The plan is we're going to do it together. Now, we just want to let you know, we have planned, we have notes. We want to say we have notes. That was the pen. We have notes and we are planned, but this is a conversation. So we're just going to see how it goes a bit. And the technical teams will hopefully edit out any massive mistakes we make, but hopefully we're going to have some fun together because we just want to let you know that we believe that God is with us and we can make a huge difference as we do things together in our community. Well, do you want to pray for us? And then we'll start.
I would love to. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our rock. We thank you, God, that when it feels like sometimes the world's against us, God, when it feels like there's things that are out of control, God, you are in control. God, that there are no surprises in you. So I pray that you'll help us today to set our face towards you, God, to look to you for our answers, to look to you for our help so that we can truly have within us the very light that you promise us so that we can go out into our world, God, into a place where people are looking for that light, looking for that hope, God, and be able to bring your love, be able to bring your light and your hope to everywhere we go and everyone we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So we'll have a look at the first question. The first question is, how do we shine brightly? Well, I want to begin by saying this. This is kind of the first idea, is that each one of us needs to continually develop our own personal devotion, our own personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with God through Jesus Christ. And I want to say in this season, and I want to remind you, don't forget to read your Bibles. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to worship. Don't forget to do some quietness, pondering what you've just read or what you think God might be saying. Why don't you do some writing, some journaling about what God is saying? Make this season a great season for you personally to improve and develop your relationship with God. I've been a Christian for over 30 years now, which I can't believe. I can't believe I'm so old. I am getting old, right? But you know, over these years, I've regularly spent time with God. Through the good seasons and the bad seasons, I've read, I've prayed. Obviously, through different seasons, my length of time and my intensity, my feeling whether God's been close has changed. But I've done it through this. And God's always been with me and always helped me. And 30 years on, do you know, I look back through my life with that constant development of my relationship with God. And honestly, it's been utterly amazing.
Yeah, so if you're watching this and you've no idea what it is like to read the Bible or why you should read the Bible, the Bible is just an incredible book. It says that it is the Word of God. And the Bible speaks truth. It speaks truth into your situation. And sometimes we just need to have that truth, right? So wherever we're at in life, if you want to know, you know, the way forward, then look to your Bible. It says in Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And I don't know about you at the moment, but, you know, it's just so great to know that if I read the Bible, if I read the Word of God, that there is a light before my feet. It gives me a right perspective. It helps me to see things in relation to now and in relation to the future. It informs my decisions. It's kind of described as the maker's handbook. You know, if you've got a new appliance at home, you want to find out what it does, you read the handbook. And then if you like think about meditation and reflection, what that does is it takes the focus off ourselves and puts it on what we've read. It allows us to bring calmness into our troubled minds, and it just gives us a very different perspective. And then prayer, as Ed's already shared, but prayer allows God into our situations. It's not just kind of reeling off a whole load of worries. It's saying, God, I recognize who you are, you know, from what I've read and from what I've thought about. And so I want you to come into my situation. And you know what? God wants to do that for all of us, whether you've known him a long time or whether you're seeking him right now. God is available to all of us. And I just love that we can do that. We can have a personal devotional life with God. And now is just the time to press in. Now is the time to come close to God. At the beginning of the Bible, there's a guy called Moses who used to go and speak to God face to face. And, you know, he went up to the mountain to meet with God and get the Ten Commandments. I'm sure you've all heard about the Ten Commandments. But we don't need to go to a mountain, up a mountain. We can just go into a quiet place and find time with God, because God is just waiting to spend time with us. And I just love that we can do that.
Second thing we want to say is this, is press into the community that God has created for us. Jesus invented the church, the local church. We want to encourage you to press into it, to do it together, to do your life together with your family in Christ, and to promote unity the best that you can. Psalm 133, if you don't know it, write it down. Psalm 133 says this: "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It's like precious oil poured out on the head, running down the beard, running down Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon was falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore."
So what better place is there to be than in church? The Bible talks about it as the body of Christ or the family of God. And I just love that God puts us in a family. And,
Michelle loves families.
I do love family. And I love our church family. Honestly, we film and I just love meeting the guys that come here and help us. And it is just a brilliant place to be. And, you know, we have a choice, don't we? We can either be invested in the family, be part of it, or we can kind of be on the outside. And there's just something incredible when people choose to be kind of front and center, right in the middle of everything we do. And I just love it because it builds a community. And it's not because always that you need to be in that place, but so often it's because actually you're needed in that place and because the people who are in church need you as much as you need them. And you know what? In this season, we can church hop, can't we? You know, you could watch one church one week, you could watch another one another week, and you could go almost from church to church to church, you know. But, you know, it's great to kind of do that as an addition if you want to, you know, add in some extra investment in your life. But can I really encourage you in this season of lockdown, find a church that you can belong to. Find a church that is full of people that you can do life with, people who love you, people who want the best for you. Because that is what being a family is. It's about being invested in one place, not just scattered amongst many, because then we can be accountable. You know what? If we're struggling with stuff, then someone can help us. And if you notice something about someone else, then you can help and get involved in their life. There's just something so sweet about being in a family.
There is. And the third thing I say about shining bright, to how we shine bright is this, is believing and expect that God is going to bless, that God's favor is in your life. And more than that, that God can do miracles. God can do amazing things through you. God can use you actually to connect brand new people with him.
Yeah, on Sunday, we were just outside the coffee shop and a lady came, and it's the first time that I've seen her after lockdown. I think she only came maybe once before lockdown. And she was talking to me about, you know, coming to church and visiting. And she said, "Oh, Michelle, you know, last time I came, I was actually healed in the service in church. Someone prayed for me and I went away and healed." And she didn't say anymore, so I don't know what God did in her life. But I wonder, you know what, is there an expectation of miracles? Because obviously God is at work, and, you know, he's in the business of performing miracles. And let's just be expectant what God is going to do. It says, you know, in the Bible that Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. And we know what the Bible says about what he did. And, you know, are we expecting that and living in that place right now?
We have here a candle because we wanted to show you that what one small light can make a huge difference. Because once a light's lit, nothing can put it out. And God has lit a light inside your heart and in your mind. And wherever you go, you can shine, and the darkness will never, ever put it out, and you can make a difference. So we're just going to kill the lights, and then we're going to light the candle. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4 says this: "The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbeliever so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts." So there you see, it makes a huge difference. One simple flame can light up a whole room. And we just wanted to let you know that you might not feel significant or you can make a huge difference, but I just want to let you know that God's Spirit burns strongly in every believer. And it's not dependent on us, it's dependent on God. And God loves to use you and use me to light up rooms at work or at home or, you know, at school, or just when you know, down in a coffee shop, wherever you are, we bring God's light into dark places where Satan rules. But when we come, we rule because we are part of his family. I love the fact that one candle can make such a huge difference. But how do we shine effectively? We want to suggest one or two things, right?
Yeah.
The first thing is this: we need to have an attitude that I both want to and I can give hope and encouragement. If you write notes, write hope and encouragement down in your notes. I want and I can give hope and encouragement to everybody. I can lift people up from where they are into a higher place. I can leave people just with a great sense of, my goodness, I loved being with that person. All of us are capable of doing this. Why? Because we come from a place of peace and security. You know, Jesus has died for you, and we are safe in God's hands because we are following him. I love the passage from Romans 8. It's a favorite passage of mine, and some of you will love it. But Romans 8, verse 37 says this. It says, "Now, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And because of that, we can always bring hope and encouragement.
Yeah, absolutely. It also says in Colossians 3, verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful. And I just think that when we, as followers of God, because as Pastor Ez just said, we have God's Spirit inside of us, when we go into a place, we can take with us compassion, we can take with us kindness and humility, and we can take with us peace, which I think at the moment is the biggest thing that the world is looking for. You know, people are looking for peace, they're looking for answers. It's so easy. You get on the internet and all you see is people having a go at other people. And you know what? As God says, as Christians, let's not be those people. Let's be people who shine the light, who take the light of his love and his life into the world that we enter. And because he equips us, because he enables us, you know, he actually gives us that ability to do that. So if you're struggling with that today, then go back to him, because he is your light and your peace.
So that the first thing is, it's about attitude. But the belief that God can make a difference, can bring hope and encouragement and peace and the other things we talked about into every single environment that we walk into. The second thing is we need to do something. We need to act. And I would suggest that we act out of generosity to help and support sacrificially everybody who we meet. So just write, if you're taking notes, help and support down in your notes. Out of generosity, we want to help and support, driven by God's love. We need to be driven by God's love, not our love, but by God's love. Because when we kind of, it's why we talked about our personal devotions first, is we're looking to him and he's pouring his love into our hearts, then we can love other people, whether or not they're lovely or necessarily deserving of our love. And there's things that we can do apart. We can send gifts, we can, you know, write encouraging messages and cards and all that kind of stuff. We go on the internet and Facebook and all that kind of stuff and really do something to help and to support people. And we can do stuff practically as well. You know, when you're shopping for people, we can take, you know, if people need a lift somewhere because they've got a medical appointment, we can help with that. We can do all sorts of things practically as well, even in this season of lockdown.
Yeah, you know, we want to follow what the government says. We want to be isolating, as we are encouraged to do. But even in our isolation, we're not alone. We can get online. We can do Zoom, you know, calls to people. We can be an encourager. We're not called to actually go to ground, if you will, but we're actually called to shine a light in every area of life. And I just think in this season, it's looking for the opportunity. It's going, you know, how can we do that? You know, where can we get involved? How can we help, whether it be online or, like Ed said, whether it is doing some more shopping for them or something. But it's actually going, it's not just about me, but actually it's about what we can bring to others. And there's always hope we can offer in every situation, including this one.
Yes, we're determined as a couple that even though we have to isolate for so much of the time, we're going to be proactive as much as we can at helping and supporting people in this season particularly. And the third thing we want to share is this, is that we need to give everybody the message of heaven and eternity. So if you're taking notes, write down heaven and eternity. We need to bring the message of heaven and eternity. Be passionate at giving away that which we've discovered in Jesus Christ. In Matthew 13, Jesus tells us two very short parables. He talks about a man who discovers some precious treasure in a field. And so he covers it up quickly, sells everything that he has, buys the field because it's so important. And then he tells another story of a collector of pearls. And the collector of pearls has a massive pearl collection, but he discovers the one pearl, the best pearl. And he sells all his other pearls to get the one pearl. And what Jesus is trying to say is the kingdom of God, what we've discovered in Jesus, it's like the treasure, it's like the pearl. It's the most important thing. And we need to share that with people. We need to give it away. So as we've got the right attitude, as we're acting, we need to use words. We need to not just do deed, but use words and let people know of the hope of why we're able to shine a light in this dark place.
Yeah, you know what? If you did have the pearl of greatest price, I know none of you would keep it to yourselves. And that is what we have with our relationship with God. You know, we have something that is so precious, that is so valuable, that just transforms our lives. And that when you realize what you've got, you just want to pass it on.
Matthew 5, verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." You know, all of us are called to be a light. All of us can make a difference in the situation. It's so easy, and we kind of shared to start off with how disappointed we were that we're going back into lockdown. And it's so easy to feel that way, but we need to switch it around as God's followers and say, no. Yes, I might feel that initially, but I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus, and I'm going to believe and know that I can make a difference. I can shine and push away darkness in my life, in my family's life, in my friend's life, in my colleague's life. I can be a light to make a difference, to bring something of God into every situation. And as we do that, I know God will do amazing things. He'll give us chances to do miracles, to pray for people, to support and encourage, to bring heaven and eternity into people's lives. This is actually a season where God can do incredible things. Why? Because people are looking for hope. They're looking for peace, as Michelle's talked about. And God longs to help all, and particularly, He longs to form a relationship with them. So I'm going to finish with a prayer, then we're going to hand back to the MC. Father, help us to be a light to the world. Help us to shine bright. Help us to do those things that enable us to shine bright and keep shining for you. Then help us to have a great attitude. Help us to do something, to act on it. And Father, help us to bring you. As we share the good deeds, may we also share the message of hope, of heaven, of eternity, of salvation that Jesus brought. Father, I pray for every person who's listened to this. Bless them, encourage them. May they know that your favor rests on them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this message. If you've been impacted by it and would like to respond by choosing to follow Jesus, we'd love to help you to do that. One of our pastors would love to be in touch with you. Why not email response@valleychurch.eu or head to valleychurch.eu/next-steps to discover more. We're so excited for your future. Be blessed.